Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's topic all about going from employee to entrepreneur. So this is really about changing your employee mindset when you decide to become an entrepreneur slash business owner. And for me, this was one of the hardest things to do because I'd been an employee for the majority of my life. So if you're somebody who is either now an employee or maybe you have just transitioned to becoming your own boss, there are some obstacles that are very common that you may or may not run into, and that's really what I want to talk about today. So what I invite you to do is grab pen or paper and make some notes as you go through this, because there are certain things that you're going to want to watch out for, and then you're going to want to have a strategy or a plan on how you're going to address them. You may not run into them right away, but eventually you may, and knowing that these are common will help you come up with a solution on how to change it. So first off, one of the biggest issues that I see, and this was my biggest issue, is you go from a structured environment to an unstructured environment. Now, I am somebody who lives for structure. I'm a systems person. I need to have structure and systems in place in order to do well. I drowned, if you will, without structure. Now, when you go from being an employee to your own business owner, you don't have any structure in place when you start your own business. That's what you have to do. You have to create the structure for your business. So, as a side note, that's why it's real important when you look for training on how to build a business, you look for systems and structure to help you put that in place, because that's what's going to create the foundation for a long-term business. So you really want to look for structure. Again, structure would be your systems, the systems that make everything run. And there's four key business systems that every business should have. It's operations, marketing, sales, and delivery. And those four systems make up your entire business. And when you implement those, it's going to allow you the freedom and flexibility to do what you love to do. Plus, it's going to give you the structure that you need to feel secure if you're someone like me. It's also a very different mindset, because you're used to being an employee, you're used to asking for permission to take time off or to leave early or to come in late or to take a long lunch or a number of other things. And so it's permission based. You have to ask for everything that you need for any type of freedom when you have a job. When you're your own business owner and boss, you don't have to ask permission. And this is a hard one. Another hard one for me was I was so used to having to explain myself to my boss or ask for permission that I found myself doing the same thing with my clients. And finally, one of my clients said, "Susan, you don't work for me. You don't have to explain why you need time off or why it's going to do this or why you're going to do that." So that's a very common response for those of you who may still be employees or were employees for a long time. You want to explain things away, or you want to ask for permission. You don't have to do that anymore. And that is something you have to unlearn. And I still stumble across this even 11 years in. There are certain things at certain times that I'll find myself going, "Whoops, that's employee. I'm not an employee. I am an entrepreneur. I have my own business. I set the rules, right? I don't work for anybody but myself." And so I get to define what that structure looks like, and I get to define when I work, how I work, where I work, when I work, all of those things. Because remember, you're the boss. There is no upper management above you. So in other words, if you have an unhappy client, there's nobody to call. You can't pass it off to a supervisor. You need to deal with it, because the buck stops with you. You are the business. You are the business owner. Plus, you wear a lot of hats in your business. So you're, chief cook and dishwasher. You are CEO, your sales, your operations, your customer service, your marketing, your management. You do the day-to-day stuff. You run the business. All of those things. So you have to realize that you're going to have to be wearing different hats at different times depending on the role that you're playing. Are you the salesperson right now trying to close a client in a discovery session? Are you responding to some emails from a client? Maybe you're being customer service. Maybe you're looking at writing a blog post, which would be marketing. Maybe you're doing the day-to-day stuff that you do for clients. Well, that's what makes your business run. That's what pays the bills. So just realize different scenarios require a different mindset. So are you the CEO, right? Are you customer service? Are you marketing? Are you sales? And you need to look at it from that point of view, which takes time. So it's time to create some new habits. So the employee habits are the ones where you are told, you know, when to work and, you know, where to work and how much money you're going to make. Who do you work for? What do you do? How do you do things? I mean, everything, that structure I talked about, that employee handbook that you get, those are employee habits. There's permission and explanation. So you have to ask for permission and you have to explain yourself. Those are employee habits that are probably ingrained if you've been an employee for any amount of time. Entrepreneurial habits is you get to decide everything. You get to decide who you work with, what you do, when you do it, from where, for how much. Everything you decide. That's the structure that you have to put in place, right? When you start your vacuum, there's nothing, your vacuum. When you start your business, I was going to say something about a vacuum, so that slipped out. When you start your business, you have nothing, right? It's blank. It's a blank sheet of paper. You have to put the walls, if you will. You have to build the systems that support your business. So I always think of a home, right? It's the structure that holds up your home. It's the foundation that you build in order to build that long-term successful business. So my motto is your business, your choice. You get to decide everything about your business, who you work for, what you do, how much you make, all of it, right? You don't have to ask permission. You don't have to explain. And the last thing you really want to do is negotiate. Don't negotiate your rates with your clients. Don't haggle with yourself. And please don't compare yourself to anybody else or the highlight reel that you see on social media. You don't get the whole story, okay? So remember, you have to create the structure for your business, or your clients or somebody else is going to try to create that for you. Probably the reason that you started your own business was freedom or flexibility or some form of that. So take the time to create the business that you want, not what somebody else wants. That's basically being another employee. So make sure that you adopt the mindset of being your own boss, but not just being your own boss, but being a partner to your clients. Being a partner to your clients. So my goal, again, that whole vacuum thing threw me off. take a note real quick of what habits do you need to change and what habits do you need to create? Are there anything that I mentioned in this podcast that stands out to you? Like for me, it was structure and asking permission and trying to explain away things. Those were key to me, and that was something that really made me realize, okay, I'm still thinking like an employee. So just realize you have the ability to set everything in your business. It's a clean slate. You start with a blank sheet of paper, but make sure you build the business you want, not the business somebody else wants. Build what works for you. Have a vision of what your perfect day looks like and go after that. And I guess the best advice is do what you love to do. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Only offer the things that truly bring you joy. And make sure that you build the business that creates the lifestyle that you want. So I hope you found this helpful. Like I said, tongue-tied after that whole vacuum thing. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what habits that you might need to change or what habits you're going to create. I shared some of mine, so please feel free to comment or reach out to me. And if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe. You can find me on all of the podcasting platforms. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.